Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. Keep winning.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. So it's raining today, and so I didn't have an umbrella. Of course, you know, I got wet. And then the first thing people say when I walk in wet, they go, "Where's your umbrella?" Well, you know, if I had an umbrella, I would be using it. So if you ever see anybody walking around, they totally wet, please don't ask them where their umbrella at, because if they had the umbrella, they would use it. But welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. We do this every week. The interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and really start living your own. My guest, she's on the line, has authored a book entitled The Courage to Continue, Navigating Your Corporate Journey. She's a retired chief information officer for FedEx Custom Critical. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Cheryl Bevel Orange. How you doing, Cheryl?
Hi, Rashawn. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here and to have this conversation.
You got that little Southern twang working there, Cheryl. Where were you born and raised? Come on now. Where?
I'm originally from Bessemer, Alabama. Most people don't know where that is, but it's right outside of Birmingham.
Well, I know where Bessemer is, all that good barbecue country down there. Plus, we always drive through, you know, well, that's I-20 area up there. I always go down I-10, but I-20 up there. I was up there because a good friend of mine, Ricky Smiley, I always go down to Birmingham to visit him, and he lives in Birmingham, Alabama. Let's talk about you, Cheryl. Your book, The Courage to Continue Navigating Your Corporate Journey. Why did you write the book?
Well, I am a first-generation corporate American. My dad was a coal miner. My mother was a teacher. They're both retired. And I went into corporate America blind. And so I started jotting down things as I began to build my family with my husband. And I was like, my children are going to need to know how to navigate in this space, because most people are going into corporate America or into the workforce. At that time, they were. Now we're all entrepreneurs, but I wanted them to have a blueprint. But as I began to mentor and coach others, I was like, everybody needs this information, not just my children. So I started to officially write my book, and it has just grown from there. Over the pandemic, I added a new layer to it to speak to the leaders who are managing or supervising or leading first-generation corporate Americans, and that has just, it took the book to another level. So, you know, I started out for personal reasons, and then it just went from there, figured everybody could use some good information.
Well, some great information. I have the copy of the book. You autographed it. Thank you very much, Cheryl, for autographing the book, The Courage to Continue Navigating Your Corporate Journey. Cheryl, you are the, you're retired, Chief Information Officer for FedEx Custom Critical. First of all, what is FedEx Custom Critical? And then I'm going to ask you about the job title.
So FedEx Custom Critical is a subsidiary of FedEx Logistics Company. But it is the company that when we needed COVID vaccines, it had to go from one place to the next in a refrigerated container. And so FedEx Custom Critical trucked the vaccine from one place to the next till it got on a refrigerated plane to go somewhere else. So it is a specialized, when we talk about the pandas going from one side of the country to another side of the country to exhibit, those types of things are the things that FedEx Custom Critical moves on behalf of companies.
Oh, I can understand that. That's kind of, like you said, it's a specialized division that takes on critical areas that just couldn't be handled by regular, everyday employees.
Correct. And logistical, you know, units, a refrigerated container, a refrigerated truck, a refrigerated, you know, specialty item.
We know, and so then I lead to the next, Chief Information Officer. That's your job title that you had before you retired at FedEx. How long did you hold that position?
I was in that position not a long time at FedEx. I'd been at FedEx 26 years, and I'd held a lot of different positions. Managing Director and CIO was where I ended with my FedEx career. I was there for about a year in that space, but I had been in IT and business going back and forth throughout my entire career. And so it was just a culmination of everything that I had learned and experienced I could bring to that space. And it was a really fulfilling position.
Well, you know, when I bring individuals, because, you know, we hear CEO, we hear CFO, we hear COO, but, you know, CIOs, that's a title you rarely hear in the corporate space. Is that one that's unique to FedEx, or is something that's in all Fortune 500 companies, it's just not heavily promoted?
It's in all Fortune 500 companies. As you said, it's not heavily promoted, and having an African-American in that space is even less. But it's the Chief Information Officer, and it is in the IT space, handling all of the information and the data and the infrastructure and all of that that makes companies work.
Now, the reason I'm just getting all the backstory, because, you know, you achieved something that's, like you said, an African-American in that space, that position. That's a rarity. You know, let's say there are only two CEOs who are black that are running corporate Fortune 500 companies in America right now. So just to hold these positions are rare. Now, you come from right outside of Birmingham, you know, Birmingham. How many people in that city that you came from? Sure.
Well, I actually checked some months ago. It's about 55,000 people in Bethlehem, Alabama.
But I'm talking about back when you were there, you know, when you decided to venture out. You know, it's grown. It's become a suburb. You know, people have found Bessemer now. But back when you were, you know, 1990-ish, what was it? What was the population?
Oh, goodness. I would say back then it was, I can't even imagine. 20,000, maybe. It was small.
I understand that, because I would say that because a lot of people, you know, it's not where you start all the time, because a lot of people hold themselves back at that starting position. You know, I grew up in the hood, you know, a two bedroom shotgun house. I tell that story all the time to remind people, don't let your starting position stop your winning opportunity. Now, what was driving you to get out of Bessemer to seek higher education and also to enter the corporate world?
Well, let me just tell you, it's an interesting story. When I was a little girl, I used to spend a lot of time with my grandparents. And one day I was out of school and I went with my grandparents to the bank. And my granddad, we went in, just thought it was normal. You know, you get your sucker when you come out of the kind of the bank, you know, going in Bessemer, Alabama. And I was excited to go in there to get my candy. And I was learning to write at this time. And my granddad was doing his business. He signed an X on the line. Mm. And I said, you know what? You know, granddaddy, why are you signing an X? Because at this time, I'm thinking I'm learning to write. Everybody knows how to write. And my grandmother signed her name next to his. And so my grandmother was like, hush, girls, get your candy and let's go. So when I got home, my mother's the teacher. I said, Mom, granddaddy signed an X. What is that? And so she began to tell me, of course, I think I was in second grade, so I was learning curses. So I didn't really understand. But as I grew up, I learned, you know, that was his mark. My granddad, my idol at the time, he couldn't even write. And I thought he could read because I would see him reading the Bible. But he might have just been memorizing things. I really don't know. But that started me to say, you know what? I've got to get my education. That's what I know I can have. I can have the knowledge to help me to go further. And then as I began to see the world unfold growing up, I decided, you know, my parents used to take us to Detroit. That was our vacation to visit our relatives.
Detroit.
And
everybody going to Orlando, Detroit. Disney, you going to Detroit, huh?
I'm going to Detroit. So, and we would drive too now. We wasn't getting on a bus or a plane. So from Bethlehem, Alabama to Detroit, that's 12 hours. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're in the family driving. But I began to see that there was something else out there than Bessemer, Alabama. And at that point, I could combine education with some experiences, and I had to have it. So I had to get out and see all I could see outside of Bessemer, Alabama. Now, I go back because my parents are there and my family is still there. So I go back frequently, but I want to see what's out in the world. I want to visit and get all the knowledge and experience that I can get so that I can help somebody else to leave Bessemer, Alabama if they want to.
Wow. You know, I really appreciate you telling me that honest story, because I know some friends who cannot read, and they do learn to acclimate themselves to the real world based on how you wouldn't even know. If you met them, you wouldn't know they couldn't read or write, because they've learned over the years how to hide that deficiency. But that's something that you shouldn't be hiding. Education is available to you. And once you get it, I always tell people, my degree is in mathematics and minor in sociology. I always tell people, they can't repo my degree. They can't repo my education. Once I get it, they can't come and say, hey, you know something? You owe some money. Hey, it's right there. You can't take it back. Can't repo. Okay, leave me alone. And so, but your book it covered three areas that I really wanted to discuss, and this is why I brought you on the show: mentorship, advocacy, and sponsorship. Because those are three things, and I'm doing a series. I had a individual on the show 2 weeks ago talking about mentorship, and a lot of people are not understanding the value of mentorship. When I was growing up, because we didn't use that word, you know, it was just somebody who came along and it advised you, or we now know they were mentoring me. I know now, am I looking back at my life? Sure, I know I was being mentored. I didn't get to this radio show by myself. Mentorship, advocacy, and sponsorship drove me through these paths where I didn't know or didn't see the value of myself, didn't understand how to get a promotion, and it helped me. Before we go to break, how important was mentorship in your life?
Mentorship, you know, as you can see in my book, as you read, mentorship is key. Sponsorship is powerful. So mentorship is key. Sponsorship is powerful. And so we can break those down so everybody can understand the difference, because some people use those words interchangeably. They are not the same. For me, I was being mentored. In my book, I talk about, you know, my first mentor. I learned to play the piano by ear when I was a young child. And I had a mentor that helped me through that process. And I talk about that. As you said, I didn't name her my mentor. I didn't even know that's what she was until, you know, you look back at things and how things happen. And you was like, they helped me. They mentored me. They guided me through the process. So people have mentors throughout their lives. They just have to see them and take advantage of them.
Absolutely. The key is seeing them and understanding them. Now, the young people get it. I'm going to go to a break. We're going to come back and continue this conversation about mentorship, advocacy, and sponsorship. Doing extra work and not being paid for it. I've talked about that a lot on my show. I'm telling you, when I got this book, I went like, this is my book. Because this is all I've been preaching, Cheryl. So you came to the right door. You knocked on the right door on Money Making Conversations Masterclass, because we're going to tell your story. And let everybody know how important this book is for them to read. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass. This is Rashawn McDonald, your host.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm speaking to Cheryl Orange. She wrote the book, The Courage to Continue Navigating Your Corporate Journey. And three pillows. I call them pillows because they stood out for me when I read the book. Mentorship, advocacy, and sponsorship. Those three pillows gave her the career and the navigation ability to go and rise through the corporate world. Am I correct in that assessment, Cheryl?
That is correct. That is correct. And I want to make sure that everybody understands, especially my college students, that mentorship and sponsorship and advocacy are different. You know, mentorship, you can I put it in the analogy of a choir. My mentors, I am the lead singer. You know, you are the lead singer of your choir. Your mentors are the people that are the background. They're helping you, you know, rehearse. They're helping you to get your voice right, get your tone correct. They're helping you to get all the skills so that when you are soloing at you're the best that you can be. Your sponsors are kind of like your PR people. they're out there knocking down doors to get you gigs and to get you in a position where you can show off your tools, your pipes, you can sing. They're out there on your behalf, getting you the job. They're in rooms that you're not in. They're speaking about you. They're saying you can do it. You just got to, when it's your time, you just got to get up and lead and do and be the best singer that you can be. So your mentors are helping you build your skills. You have to perform, but your sponsors are people that are helping you to get out in front, get the new job, get the position, get the gig, if you will. They're out there promoting you. Your advocates are the people, when you are not in the room and your sponsor is, your advocates are the people that are sitting around the table that's saying, you know what? Yeah, I heard her. I heard her at her last gig and she was bomb. You know, they are the people that are supporting you as well, but they are in the room when you're not there. So I don't know if that makes sense. But
it makes a lot of sense because that's why I'm letting you talk. Because I've used all those examples, because when I was in doubt, you know, it was my sponsor who pushed me out front. When I didn't know what I had to say, it was my advocate who encouraged other people to understand and listen to what he can do, believe in him. It was the mentor. That was the person I didn't really understand. That was the silent parent, the teacher. You know, I always tell people, I got in college because my teacher had me sign an application that I didn't know what I was signing. And it turned out that's the application that got me into the University of Houston. That was a mentorship. She didn't have to do that. And I can think of back many people in my life who stepped to the plate because they saw me when I wanted to go. I always tell people, they put bumps in your life. They bump you. You know, when I wanted to go left and take the easy route, they bumped you and kept you right. And I always share this story because you shared a lot of great stories in your book. When I went from the 8th grade to the 9th grade, I was tired of being, you know, the drum major, as Dr. Martin Luther King, being out front. You know, I was tired of that. So I dropped all my core classes and signed up for baking and auto mechanic and sewing. Seriously, I signed up for all those classes. And my teacher, who I didn't even know this lady, she went and called my mom and said, and had my mom come up to school and said, he cannot do that. This one right here cannot do that. He has a very special place in this world and we have to keep him on track. She said that to me. I was just crying. That was my mentor. That was my mentor. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. That was the same lady who 4 years later had me sign an application to get me in the University of Houston. And I didn't even know. And all I wanted to do when I graduated from high school was to be a forklift driver. That's all I wanted to be, Cheryl, was a forklift driver. And that's where the sponsorship came in and said, no. That's when the advocate comes in and say, you can be better. And I'm going to show you how. So when I read those three pillars, I went, this is a book that a lot of young people needs to understand. Now, my question to you, Cheryl, mentorship, sponsorship, advocacy, can that help one overcome racism in the corporate world?
You know, I don't know if it will overcome, but it will definitely help, in my opinion, because I will share that not all of my mentors have looked like me. And quite frankly, my very first mentor was a white male. And he saw, as you said, something in me and said, you know what, I'm going to spend time with you to help you learn what you need to learn. Because you fresh off the boat. So I'm going to help you. And he took me in and showed me all the different ways you can do things and how you can get things done within the organization. And so, but with his co-signing and at that age, you know, you think you need to be co-signed at an early age. you know, with his co-signing, that helped me to maneuver throughout the company. You know, as I've gotten older, you know, co-signing is not as important from that perspective, but you do need some part of that, somebody to vouch for you, as you said, advocate for you. You need people to do that. And so that may help you from a racism perspective when others say, just look at you and count you off. If you have someone co-signing you that doesn't necessarily look like you, that may help you get over the hump. Right. Just a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, you being a female and you're in the tech industry, you know, because you believe your degree was in MIS, right?
Computer science.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks. Navigating that dominated industry of technology, how did you get frustrated by it, and how did you overcome those moments of male, and I'm sure it's a white male world that you were in that allow you to still have this conversation with me and still be positive?
Well, of course I was frustrated, and to be quite frank with you, still can be frustrating today. Being the only black, the only female in the room, it's quite frustrating sometimes. But, you know, you have to go back. For me, I go back and I think about, you know, my granddad was frustrated probably marking that X. So what you're talking about, you know, you need to get over that and keep pressing. And that's what I think we have to do. In my book, I talk about a concept of three T's. When you're getting frustrated, take a deep breath. Sometimes you have to raise your finger like you're in church and tip out the meat and go and get yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it will be frustrating, but we've got to see the bigger picture, the bigger vision, and say, you know what, don't come out the bag on this one. You need to get it together and come back in and sit in your space, because you're here for a reason. Everybody is in a space for a reason.
Wow.
So make the best out of your space and where you are. And that's what I think the beauty is, when we can understand we're here for a reason. We're here for a time. And so we've got to do the best we can with what we have. And don't just be frustrated. Turn that frustration into action. I talk about take those lemons you got, that frustration, and make some lemonade. Figure out how to.
Now you're going to cut you on me now, Cheryl. You're going to woo, lemon into lemonade. Come on now. But I'm talking to the author of The Courage to Continue Navigating Your Corporate Journey. As we wrap up this interview, I got a couple of minutes left here, Cheryl. As a founding member of the FedEx African American Committee, what initiatives did you champion to promote diversity and inclusion within the company?
So, as I shared with you earlier, I was at FedEx about 26 years. And, you know, my first couple of years, we created this African-American committee, was what now is today a BRG, a business resource group in corporate America. That's what they call them. And so what we started to do was bring to the forefront issues of African-Americans in the company. And we created forums where people could get interview help so that they can progress on into, you know, management positions. We did resume building. You know, we were starting, now, mind you, this is 26 years ago or so. We were starting to build that network. And even today, they are still doing those things at FedEx for the resource group. We actually, every Black History, we have a Black History Month celebration where we have people like Donna Brazile, and Ben Hooks came before he passed away. We have major people coming in and motivating us to keep moving, because we've got to keep moving. We can't just stand still. And so we created forums and places for us to just be and feel safe, feel a part of something, not just work. We have a community now where we can come together and do all kinds of things together. And I feel really good about, you know, being a founding member of making that happen across a company that now has 500,000 employees.
Wow. She's special. Her name is from Bessemer, Alabama, right outside of Birmingham. They got 55,000 people in there. When she was raising, there was about just 20 of them. She threw some extra numbers. She threw extra 5,000. I looked it up. It wasn't about 20,000 running around there. But she's little. She thought big numbers. Her book, The Courage to Continue Navigating Your Corporate Journey. Cheryl, thank you. Wow. I always appreciate, you know, the life I led had relevancy, and your book allowed me to see that. And I want to continue to help you promote this. As we exit, where can we get this book?
You can get this book on CherylBOrange.com. Mm-hmm. That is if you'd like an autographed copy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would like to just have the book, it's on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. Anywhere you can buy books, you can probably get my book.
Thank you, my friend. I really want to appreciate you coming on the show. And we're going to talk soon, because this is a book, Mentorship, Sponsorship, Advocacy. You can't go wrong. And you have a great day. And again, thank you for calling Money Making Conversation Masterclass, okay?
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
You're amazing. Again, don't go nowhere. We have a Clark Atlanta University alumni about to come on the call. You know, former Miss Michigan, former Miss UNCF. That's all the clues I'm going to give you. She's on the line right now. But she is to talk about the Empowerment Me Tour that we need to all hear about. Don't go nowhere. Coming right back with Sean McDonald and my guests.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.